The Democrats did one important thing for the country last week, and no, for once, this is not about Geraldine Ferraro. It's about language. The Democrats brought language back to television. They may have even brought it back to the real world. Now, you may or may not agree with what the Democrats had to say in San Francisco, but you almost had to enjoy the way they said it.
Now it's up to you and to me to make the case to America and to remind Americans that if they are not happy with all that the president has done so far, they should consider how much worse it will be if he is left to his radical proclivities for another 4 years unrestrained.
Mario Cuomo, the governor of New York, was the Democratic Convention's keynote speaker, and he set the tone with an oration that still has people talking.
We believe as Democrats that a society as blessed as ours, the most affluent democracy in the world's history, one that can spend trillions on instruments of destruction, ought to be able to help the middle class in its struggle, ought to be able to find work for all who can do it, room at the table, shelter for the homeless, care for the elderly and infirm, and hope for the destitute. And we proclaim as loudly as we can the utter insanity of nuclear proliferation and the need for a nuclear freeze, if only to affirm the simple truth that peace is better than war because life is better than death.
Things have changed from just 4 years ago, in a manner of speaking. Remember Guy Vanderjagt?
So we get two rewards, and I only have to deliver one speech.
Vanderjagt was considered the last word in political speakers back in 1980 when he gave the Republican keynote address.
And so from all over America, we have come here to Detroit this week to select Ronald Reagan, our standard bearer.
Vanderjagt is a former television anchorman, which tells you something about the level of oratory in 1980. He liked to boast that he perfected his style by talking to the trees. Maybe that's why his style was a little wooden.
Republican Party, Ronald Reagan can bring America together.
But the point is, politics aside, this style would never have made it in San Francisco. Maybe it won't in Dallas. This year, the language itself got renominated.
Your better occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jawbell lost its resonance, please forgive me.
To the Republicans, I say this. Take no comfort from this Democratic family tussle. Ronald Reagan has provided all the unity we need.
Why has this administration failed? Why haven't they tried? Why can't they understand the cry of Americans and human beings for sense and sanity in control of these god-awful weapons? Why?
Was it more than a coincidence that all these silver-tongued devils were out on display last week? Maybe. There are straws in the wind that Americans are finally getting weary of processed thought. Tired of talking to one another with their t-shirt fronts. Tired of listening to broadcast reporters with teleprompters between their ears. Tired of a mass cult digital selecta speak that sounds like airplane food tastes. Yes, my fellow Americans, tired of all that. And so I arise to second the renomination of the English language. And I call on the Republicans in Dallas to make it unanimous, acclamation-wise.